So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. It's called It Chapter 2.
Oh, rhyming is tight, but chapter? That sounds like book speak. I don't want to have to do any reading here.
Don't worry, sir. There's no reading involved. It's a sequel to the clown movie we made a couple years ago.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Well, I hope Jared Leto's open to returning.
Nope, not that clown movie. I'm talking about the one with Bill Skarsgård.
Bill Skarsgård?
Bill Skarsgård.
Okay, wow. I mean, what kind of car does Bill have?
What?
I mean, it must be pretty nice if he hired a guard for it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm confused.
It certainly seems that way, sir. No, this movie's about Pennywise the Clown.
Oh, right, I like that one. It made us money.
It sure did, sir. And this movie's gonna take place 27 years after the events of the first film, and Pennywise is back.
Uh-oh, is he still super scary?
You know it.
Does he still sound like Winnie the Pooh sometimes?
He sure does.
Hello.
Hello.
So what happens in this thing?
Well, the kids from the Losers Club are all grown up, like the main guy, Bill. Now he's a novelist and a Hollywood screenwriter.
The main character is a Hollywood screenwriter?
Yeah, the hero is a Hollywood screenwriter, and he's making a horror movie for Warner Bros.
Okay, I see what's going on here.
And he's handsome and talented, and he has a beautiful wife, but other girls like him too, and he's just super successful.
No, I get it.
So you're gonna have to get a super handsome and talented actor to play me. I mean, play Bill.
Yeah, no, okay, can we please move on?
Great. So anyway, Mike Hanlon is the last of the losers still living in Derry, right?
Okay.
So he calls all the other losers and tells them to come home because they made a pact when they were kids.
Right, with the unnecessarily deep cuts on their hands.
That's right. So when Mike calls, the losers all have these crazy reactions, right? Eddie crashes his car, Richie throws up, Stanley, you know, takes his own life.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so they all go back to Derry and meet at this restaurant, and Mike tells them that Pennywise is back, and they're like, wait, what?
They all came back to Derry without knowing that Pennywise was back?
That's right, because there was like this memory haze or something. The further they got away, the more they forgot, except Stanley, he remembered and hated it.
If they couldn't remember, why did they come to Derry with such urgency?
Unclear. Memory haze? Magic? Magic haze?
Well, okay. Okay, then.
So then Pennywise starts to mess with them, right? He cracks open all the fortune cookies on the table and out come these, I'm gonna say evil death Pokemon.
Oh, evil death Pokemon are tight.
Yeah, so then the losers are like, you know, screw this, we're just gonna leave.
That makes sense, that's a good move.
But then Bev is like, I can see the future with my dreams, and if we leave, we die, and it's awful, and I have powers because of lights.
What?
Well, if they leave town, there's no movie, so she's a fortune teller now.
Well, okay, sure.
So anyway, Mike explains that they all need to go collect artifacts from their childhoods for a ritual to defeat Pennywise.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but they're gonna have to split up to do it. That part's very important.
Oh, how come?
Because
that works.
So then one by one, they're gonna revisit places from their childhood, have a flashback where something spooky pops out, and then have something spooky pop out when they're adults.
How long is that gonna go on for?
Pretty much the entire movie.
Oh.
The only thing I'm concerned about is that the flashbacks happen around the time of the first movie, and all those kid actors have grown a ton.
Oh, we could just de-age them with CGI.
Isn't that gonna look a little strange?
Oh man, with the technology we have today?
Yeah, a little.
Oh, okay.
And what kind of spooky scenes are we talking about?
Well, a whole lot of CGI spookies.
Wow, 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 wow.
And at one point, the scary leper is gonna puke black stuff into Eddie's face.
Very spooky.
While Angel of the Morning plays.
What?
Oh, yeah, I thought that'd be really funny.
But why would you want it to be funny?
Well, I want every scene to be funny. Anytime there's a scary or sincere moment, we gotta shove a laugh in there ASAP.
Sounds like we're gonna undercut a lot of potentially powerful moments.
Well, this is a horror movie, and undercut is a pretty spooky word.
Oh, yeah, it is pretty spooky now that you mention it.
Undercut!
Whoa!
So anything else going on in this thing?
Yeah, well, it turns out Henry Bowers is still alive, so we're gonna follow him for some time.
Oh, and what's he gonna do?
Not much.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's gonna try to take out the losers twice and be defeated shockingly easily.
Okay.
Also, Bill chases a kid into a house of mirrors to try and save him, but Pennywise gets there first, and so everybody at the carnival sees Bill chase a child into a house of mirrors, and then that child is killed in there?
That's right, yeah.
Wow, it definitely sounds like Bill is gonna be the main suspect in that homicide case.
Yeah, maybe. Probably, now that you mention it.
And how does the movie end?
Well, we're gonna have this big showdown between the losers and Pennywise, and Eddie's gonna throw a spear into his mouth and then turn his back on him immediately.
Oh, so he's gonna get stabbed in the back?
No!
I mean...
Okay, yeah, he is.
Yeah, I thought so.
So yeah, the losers need to figure out how to defeat Pennywise once and for all, right?
Oh, is that gonna be hard for them to do?
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, they gather around him and they just roast him.
Oh, they set him on fire?
No, they bully him.
They bully him?
Yeah, they call him a bunch of names, they call him a clown, and it just goes to show, you know, bullying really does get you anything you want in life.
Whoa, wait, hold on. We can't have that be the climax of the movie. That's just not true.
Sure it is, you big dummy.
Oh, that hurt my feelings, and now I'm inclined to let you do whatever you want.
Great.
I guess I was just concerned with what kind of mess message we're sending here.
I'd be more concerned with the fact that we're gonna reveal that Stanley taking his own life was actually quite brave and helpful.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so what do you think?
Well, it sounds like a fun movie, you know, an entertaining way to pass 2 hours.
What, 2 hours? What is this, a trailer?
What, you want it to be longer than 2 hours?
Well, one of people's complaints about the book is that it was way too long, and I just think we should honor that.
I don't know, I feel like anything above 2 hours is gonna drag on quite a bit.
Well, we're doing it, you big stupid dum-dum head.
You bullied me again, let's do it.
Hey guys, it's Ryan here. Hope you like that pitch meeting.
There are over 100 episodes of Pitch Meeting on the channel that you could check out.
I also have some other videos on there, so click around.
Also, let me know in the comments section what other movies you'd like to see these pitches for.
Don't forget to hit the like button, the subscribe button, the bell button, the button, I don't know.
Thanks for watching, guys. I'll see you next time.